Good morning.
Morning.
Welcome to St. James. Today we're celebrating Palm Sunday. It's the beginning of Holy Week here at St. James, and so we invite you to check out our webpage and join us either virtually or in person, as if there's space available for our masses and services this week. Beginning on Thursday night, we have our Holy Thursday Mass of the Lord's Supper beginning at 6:30 p.m. Good Friday night at 6:30 p.m. we'll have the Passion of the Lord. Holy Saturday, the Easter Vigil, the Great Easter Vigil, will be at 8 p.m. on Saturday. Again, that's April 3rd. And then a week from today will be Easter Sunday. We'll have our normal 9:30 a.m. Mass. And you can always join us on Zoom from our webpage, www.stjameswabash.org. So we encourage you to participate in any way that you can this week, especially via Zoom if we're kind of full, and I know that's can be frustrating, but we love having everybody here this morning for Palm Sunday as well as via Zoom, and so thank you for joining us from all over the country. We encourage those of you who are here to hum with us as you feel comfortable. Humming is permitted. And we will begin with a short procession and a blessing of the palms.
Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He is King of Israel. Hosanna in the highest. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. He is King of Israel. Hosanna in the highest.
Church, since the beginning of Lent, we have been preparing our hearts by penance and charitable works. Today we gather to herald the whole with the whole church the beginning of the celebration of the Lord's Paschal Mystery. That is to say, his passion and resurrection. For it was to accomplish this mystery that he entered his holy city, Jerusalem. Therefore, with all faith and devotion, let us commemorate the Lord's entry into the city for our salvation, following in his footsteps, so that, being made by his grace partakers of the cross, we may have a share also in his resurrection and new life. And so we pray. Increase the faith of those who place their hope in you, O God, and graciously hear the prayers of those who call upon you, that we who today hold these branches to hail Christ in his triumph may bear fruit for you by good works accomplished in him, who lives and reigns forever and ever. So I'm going to bless the palms now. Thank you.
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus and his disciples drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethany, the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village opposite to you. Immediately, in entering it, you will find a colt tethered in which no one has been set on. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' reply, 'The master has need for it, and will send it back here at once.'" So they went off and found the colt tethered to the gate outside the city, and they untied it. Some bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying the colt?" They answered them, just as Jesus had told them to. They permitted them to do it. So they brought the colt to Jesus, and he sat upon it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road. Some spread leafy branches that they had cut down from the fields. These preceding him as well will follow them, will keep crying out, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of the God, of the Father David that is to come. Hosanna in the highest." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Then let us pray. Let us pray that God will be with us during these holy days of this week. Let us pray that Jesus, who is our loving Savior, will walk with us as we carry our cross. And let us pray that the Holy Spirit of God will give us the strength that we need to imitate our Lord. Almighty God, who as an example of our humility for the human race to follow, caused our Savior to take flesh and submit to the cross. Graciously, that we may heed his lesson of patient suffering and so merit to share in his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Please rise.
Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, conquering King. Ride on, Jesus, ride.
King Jesus rides on a milk-white horse.
Ride on, Jesus, ride.
The River Jordan he did cross.
Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, conquering King. Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, conquering King. Ride on, Jesus, ride.
My Jesus lifted his throne.
Ride on, Jesus, ride.
See his mercy and his love.
Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, conquering King. Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, ride. Ride on, Jesus, conquering King. Ride on, Jesus, ride.
The children of Jerusalem.
Ride on, Jesus, ride.
reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue that I might know how to speak to the weary, a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning, he opens my ears so that I may hear. And I have not rebelled, have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheek to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help. Therefore, I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess, Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Because of this, God greatly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above all names. Oh, glory, glory,
glory, glory, glory and praise to you.
I say glory,
glory,
glory
and praise to you. Oh, Jesus,
Jesus,
Jesus.
Oh.
Jesus
Christ,
Jesus.
Oh,
Lord Jesus,
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 oh,
Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus Christ,
Jesus,
Jesus. Oh, Jesus,
Jesus Christ.
The Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. The Passover of the Feast of Unleavened Bread were to take place in 2 days' time, so the chief priests and the scribes were seeking a way to arrest him by treachery and put him to death. They said,
Not during the festival, for fear that there may be a riot among the people.
When he was in Bethany, reclining at table in the house of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of perfumed oil, costly genuine spikenard. She broke the alabaster jar and poured it on his head. There were some who were indignant.
Why has there been a waste of perfumed oil? It could have been sold for more than 300 days' wages, and the money given to the poor.
They were infuriated with her. Jesus said,
Let her alone. Why do you make trouble for her? She has done a good thing for me. The poor you will always have with you, and whenever you wish, you can do good to them. But you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anticipated anointing my body for burial. Amen, I say to you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed to the whole world, what she has been done will be told in memory of her.
Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went off to the chief priests to hand him over to them. When they heard him, they were pleased and promised to pay him money. Then he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him,
"Where do you want us to go prepare for you to eat the Passover?"
He sent two of his disciples and said to them,
"Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a water jar. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room that I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there."
The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them. And they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they reclined at table and were eating, Jesus said,
"Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me."
They began to be distressed and to say to him one by one,
"Surely it is not I."
He said to them,
"One of the 12, the one who dips with me into the dish, for the Son of Man indeed goes as is written of him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born."
While they were eating, he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them, and said,
"Take it. This is my body."
Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them. And they all drank from it. He said to them,
"This is the blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God."
Then, after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them,
"All of you will have your faith shaken, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be dispersed.' But after I have been raised up, I shall go before you into Galilee."
Peter said to them,
"Even though all shall have their faith shaken, mine will not be."
Then Jesus said to him,
"Amen, I say to you, this very night, before the cock crows twice, you will deny me three times."
But he vehemently replied,
"Even though I shall have to die with you, I will not deny you."
And they all spoke similarly. Then they came to a place named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples,
"Sit here while I pray."
He took with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be troubled and distressed. Then he said to them,
"My soul is sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and keep watch."
He advanced a little and fell to the ground, and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass him by. He said,
"Abba, Father, all things are possible to you. Take this cup away from me, but not what I will, but what you will."
When he returned, he found them asleep. He said to Peter,
"Simon, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not undergo the test. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak."
Withdrawing again, he prayed, saying the same thing. Then he returned once more and found them asleep, for they could not keep their eyes open and did not know what to answer him. He returned a third time and said to them,
"Are you still sleeping and taking your rest? It is enough. The hour has come. Behold, the Son of Man is to be handed over to sinners. Get up, let's go. See, my betrayer is at hand."
Then, while he was still speaking, Judas, one of the 12, arrived, accompanied by a crowd with swords and clubs, who had come from the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders. His betrayer had arranged a signal with them, saying,
"The man that I shall kiss is the one. Arrest him and lead him away securely."
He came and immediately went over to him and said,
Rabbi.
And he kissed him. At this, they laid hands on him and arrested him. One of the bystanders drew his sword, struck the high priest's servant, and cut off his ear. Jesus said to them in reply,
Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs to seize me? Day after day I was with you teaching in the temple area, yet you did not arrest me, but that the scripture may be fulfilled.
And they all left him and fled. Now a young man followed him, wearing nothing but a linen cloth around his body. They seized him, but he left the cloth behind and ran off naked. They led Jesus away to the high priest, and all the chief priests and the elders and the scribes came together. Peter followed him at a distance into the high priest's courtyard and was seated with the guards, warming himself at the fire. The chief priests and the entire Sanhedrin kept trying to obtain testimony against Jesus in order to put him to death, but they found none. Many gave false witness against him, but their testimony did not agree. Some took the stand and testified falsely against him, alleging,
We heard him say, I will destroy this temple made with hands, and within 3 days I will build another not made with hands.
Even so, their testimony did not agree. The high priest rose before the assembly and questioned Jesus, saying,
Have you no answer? What are these men testifying against you?
But he was silent and answered nothing. Again, the high priest asked him and said to him,
Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?
Then Jesus answered,
I am. And you will see the Son of Man seated on the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven.
At that, the high priest tore his garments and said,
What further need have we of witnesses? We have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?
They all condemned him as deserving to die. Some began to spit on him. They blindfolded him and struck him and said to him,
Prophesy.
And the guards greeted him with blows. While Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the high priest's maids came along. Seeing Peter warming himself, she took intently at him and said,
You too were with the Nazarene, Jesus.
But he denied it, saying,
I neither know nor understand what are you talking about.
So he went out into the outer court. Then the cock crowed. The maid saw him and began again to say to the bystanders,
This man is one of them.
Once again, he denied it. A little later, a bystander said to Peter once more,
Surely you are one of them, for you too are a Galilean.
He began to curse and to swear.
I do not know this man about whom you are talking.
And immediately a cock crowed a second time. Then Peter remembered the word that Jesus had said to him, Before the cock crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. He broke down and wept. As soon as morning came, the chief priests with the elders and the scribes, that is, the whole Sanhedrin, held a council. They bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. Pilate questioned him,
Are you the king of the Jews?
He said to him in reply, You say so. The chief priests accused him of many things. Again, Pilate questioned him,
Have you no answer? See how many things they have accused of you.
Jesus gave him no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now, on the occasion of the feast, he used to release to them one prisoner whom they requested. A man called Barabbas was then in prison, along with the rebels who had committed murder in a rebellion. The crowd came forward and began to ask him to do for them as he was accustomed. Pilate answered,
Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?
for he knew that it was out of envy that the chief priests had handed him over. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release Barabbas for them instead. Pilate again said to them in reply,
"Then what do you want me to do with this man you call the King of the Jews?"
They shouted again,
"Crucify him!"
Pilate said to them,
"Why, what evil has he done?"
They only shouted the louder,
"Crucify him!"
So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released Barabbas to them, and after he had Jesus scourged, handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the praetorium, and assembled the whole cohort. They clothed him in purple, and weaving a crown of thorns, placed it on him. They began to salute him with,
"Hail, King of the Jews!"
and striking his head with a reed and spitting upon him. They knelt before him in homage, and when they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak, dressed him in his own clothes, and led him out to crucify him. They pressed into service a passerby, Simon, a Cyrenian, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. They brought him to the place of Golgotha, which is translated, place of the skull. They gave him wine drugged with myrrh, but he did not take it. Then they crucified him and divided his garments by casting lots for them to see what each should take. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "King of the Jews." With him they crucified two revolutionaries, one on his right and one on his left. Those passing by reviled him, shaking their heads and saying,
"Aha! You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself by coming down from the cross."
Likewise, the chief priests with the scribes mocked him among themselves and said,
"He saved others, he cannot save himself. Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe."
Those who were crucified with him also kept abusing him. At noon, darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon. And at 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice,
"Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,"
which is translated,
my God, why have you abandoned me?"
Some of the bystanders who heard it said,
"Look, he is calling Elijah."
One of them ran, soaked a sponge with wine, put it on a reed, and gave it to him to drink, saying,
"Wait, let us see if Elijah comes down and take him down."
Jesus gave a loud cry and breathed his last. The veil of the sanctuary was torn in two from top to bottom. When the also many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem. When it was already evening, since it was the day of preparation, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a distinguished member of the council, who himself was awaiting the kingdom of God, came and courageously went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate was amazed that he was already dead. He summoned the centurion and asked him if Jesus had already died. And when he learned of it from the centurion, he gave the body to Joseph. Having brought a linen cloth, he took him down, wrapped him in the linen cloth, and laid him in a tomb that had been hewn out of the rock. Then he rolled a stone against the entrance to the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joseph, watched where he was laid. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What do you think it would take to recognize Jesus as the Son of God? Perhaps healing a man who was crippled, or raising Jairus' daughter from the dead. Maybe it would be calming a storm or walking on the water. Perhaps you would be so impressed that you would know who Jesus was when he multiplied 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed 5,000. Or maybe on that first Palm Sunday when the people shouted their hosannas, that would quickly morph into a statement of his identity. But the way St. Mark tells the story was not any follower, not any disciple who witnessed all these marvels and miracles that acknowledged who Jesus was. It was, in fact, the first time any person, any individual named Jesus was the centurion, who were told stood facing him and saw how he died and said, truly, this man was the Son of God. It took the cross to come to know who Jesus was. He saw how he died and he knew him. What did he see? What did he see? He saw, according to the epistle today, St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, he saw that Jesus Christ did not cling to divinity, but instead emptied himself. The centurion saw Jesus as emptying himself in love. Jesus was not about getting, he was about giving. The centurion recognized him as the Son of God because he saw self-sacrificing love. And that's our story today. If we want to see the presence of God in our life, we have to see self-sacrificing love. Sacrifice is usually difficult and irksome. We've all had to make so many sacrifices during this pandemic, not being able to see people we love. Only love can make it easy. And perfect love can make it a joy. Think of parents, all the sacrifices they make for their children. We are willing to give in proportion as we love. And when the love is perfect, the sacrifice is complete. That's what the centurion saw. That's
what Jesus did for us. And that's the call that we have to follow him. Amen. We join together then as we confess the faith that binds us together as Christians.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Confident then that the love of Jesus is with us, we offer our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that recounting the passion and death of our Savior will deepen our faith and strengthen our resolve to bear witness to the awesome sacrifice of Jesus Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That leaders of nations might choose to settle differences peacefully, rejecting the alternatives of war and violence, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all society may respect the basic dignity of all members of humanity, even those convinced of terrible crimes, and see that the death penalty is abolished by all governments everywhere. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the sick will know the healing power emanating from the cross of Christ. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us, that we may always be willing to help our family members, friends, neighbors, and strangers carry their crosses, knowing that the Lord recognizes their weight and is always willing to share our burden. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those that have gone before us in faith, especially Robert Zani, for whom this Mass is offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the prayers that we hold quietly in our hearts, for those named in our book of prayers, and for all the needs of our parish and community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father, we make in the name of Jesus, our crucified Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Let us pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father. Through the passion of your only begotten Son, O Lord, may our reconciliation with you be near at hand, that by this sacrifice made once for all, we may feel already the effects of your mercy through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And
let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just. It is our duty and salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, Eternal God, through Christ. For though innocent, he suffered willingly for sinners and accepted unjust condemnation to save the guilty. His death has washed away our sins. His resurrection has purchased our justification. And so with all the angels, we praise you, as in joyful celebration, we acclaim. Indeed, holy, O Lord, you are the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread.
Therefore, as we celebrate this memorial of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks, for you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we might be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring us to the fullness of charity, together with Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and all your holy people. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face.
and have mercy on us all, we pray. That with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband, St. Joseph, the Blessed Apostle, St. James, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus, through whom you give us everything that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our day, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And may the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
The wave of peace. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. Please follow the directions of the ushers receiving communion. Keep social distance. Go up to the hand sanitizer and have your hand sanitized. Approach the altar. Receive the host and then take a step to your right. Remove your mask. Consume the host and follow the arrows back to your seat. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Thank you. Jesus. Every time I think about Jesus, every time I think about Jesus, surely he died on Calvary. Calvary, 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 Calvary. Surely he died on Calvary. Sinner, do you love my Jesus? Sinner, do you Jesus? Surely he died on Calvary. Calvary, Calvary,
Calvary.
Let us pray. Nourished with these sacred gifts, we humbly beseech you, O Lord, that just as through the death of your Son you have brought us to hope for what we believe, so by his resurrection may you lead us to where you call, through Christ our Lord. As Dan announced at the beginning, this is our Holy Week. We have services on Thursday and Friday at 6:30 and Saturday at 8. Also, there's going to be a virtual stations at 3 o'clock on Friday, so you can come and participate via Zoom with the stations on Friday at 3. Let's bow our heads and pray God's blessing. Look, we pray, O Lord, on this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus did not hesitate to be delivered into the hands of the wicked and submit to the agony of the cross. And let the church say, the Lord be with you. God's blessing on us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Go in peace, love, serve the Lord.
Amen.